The New Country 96.3
second date update.
We have got Cody on the line. Cody went out with Aubrey, had a great first date. Unfortunately, it never progressed to date number two. We're going to see if we can help him out this morning. So first of all, Cody, tell everybody how you met Aubrey.
Like many couples nowadays, we met through the internet. It was Plenty of Fish.
Okay, and that led to a date, obviously. What'd you guys do?
So we just went to a food truck park, got something to eat, and just talked. I thought it was a great first date, but I haven't heard from her again, and I have a feeling I'm being ghosted right now, so I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it.
Okay. And nothing went wrong at the food truck park?
Nothing. No, nothing I could think of. No.
All right. Well, let's have us give her a call, see if we can figure out what's going on, and see if we can get you a second date, okay?
All right, cool.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
So, Aubrey, do you remember going out with Cody?
I do.
Well, he gave us a call and said you guys had a great first date, but he said he never heard from you after that and asked us to give you a call on his behalf.
The date was, you know, fine. We met at a food truck and, like, we talked for 30 minutes or so. And that part was pretty nice, but I was just so hungry, honestly. And I thought we were going to get something to eat because, obviously, like, there were food trucks around and stuff.
Obviously, yeah.
So, like, it seemed natural to me. And it kind of took a while, honestly, for Cody to ask if I was even hungry. And I was like, yes, very. And so he said he's going to go get us something to eat. So I was like, cool, that sounds great. And, like, let him go do that. And he came back with two churros, like, really small churros for us to share. Also nothing to drink. So apparently that was his version of something to eat, which, like, I get that in the movies maybe women seem like they don't eat much, but, like, I do require more than a churro.
So when he said, let's go out to a food truck park, you assume there'd be more than a churro is what you're saying. You weren't just going there for a snack.
I mean, call me crazy, but yeah, I was expecting more than that.
And that was the end of any food for
that
the rest
That wasn't
of
an appetizer is what we're asking.
Apparently, that was like appetizer, main course, and dessert.
Oh, wow, okay.
Wow. Well, the churro is very versatile.
It is. And by the way, these are like really small, like a 2-inch churro. Like, think the size of your pinky.
And because of all that, that's why you just didn't return any calls or didn't contact him after the date?
I mean, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, here's the deal. Cody asked us to give you a call on his behalf. He said the date was great. He's actually on the other line. Can we bring him in on this conversation?
Go for it.
All right. All right. Cody, are you there?
Yeah. Aubrey, nice to hear from you again. I heard what you said, and I just want to say that my philosophy is it's not really worth to spend a lot of money on a first date.
Yeah, I get it, but also maybe don't say that to a woman because we all want to feel like we're worth it. So, you know, maybe just, like, put a little more effort in next time.
Okay. I do spend money on people that are special, but, I mean, I don't know if you're quite special to me yet. I mean, it's a first date. We don't really even know if we like each other. So what's the point, you know?
I guess the point is, if you're on a date with someone, I would just assume that they're special until proven otherwise. I mean, a girl just wants to feel special on a date, especially a first date. And I got to tell you, a churro does not do that.
Well, I think you have to, like, earn, like, a special status. You know, it's not just granted. You know what I mean?
I think that that's a little messed up.
I mean, how is that messed up? I mean, I'm the one taking a risk here. I'm the one shelling out money. So, I mean, it
I
has
took
to
a
be
risk by showing up.
Sure. Yeah, we agreed to go on a date. I didn't agree to wine and dine you with lobster tails and wine. We just had, like, it was casual. It was just like a food truck. I'm trying to suss it out to see if, like, first of all, if, like, we really click before I, like, invest in a relationship.
Giving a girl a 2-inch churro isn't exactly investing in me or my time.
I'm honestly, like, you're kind of showing me your true colors. Like, are you a gold digger? Are you just after money or what?
Cody, you want a second date with Aubrey, correct?
Yeah, but I want her to earn the second date.
Aubrey, are you willing to earn the second date?
I'm sorry, but no, I just don't think this is going to work.
No, Aubrey, you don't get it. I mean, you've already earned the second date. I mean, that's why I called the radio station. I mean, I want to take you out again.
Oh, okay. How about
see,
that, Aubrey?
See,
yeah, you already earned it. Now do you want to go out a second time?
I just don't think this is a good fit, honestly, but I appreciate the attempt.
Okay. Well, you're a good sport to come on the air with us. Let it be known that you did earn the second date. And, you know, so we would pick up the tab for date number two if you wanted to go, but no interest?
They're picking up the tab. I mean, why not?
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll get you 4 churros next time.
Oh, boy. I think it's going to take a lot more than that.
All right. You're a good sport to come on the air with us again. Thank you very much for being part of the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Cody, how does that philosophy of someone having to earn the second date, how has that been working out for you so far?
I mean, it kind of separates the gold diggers from the true women out there. Honestly, if she wants to pass, she can pass. I mean, I'm not like her parents. It's not my job to feed her every meal like a pet. So, you know, if she wants to step up or any other females want to step up, I'm all for equality. I'm all for splitting bills. I'm all for all that stuff. Seems like most women aren't, and they claim to be. So pick a lane.
Oh. All right.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.